Inside the library at Spiegelville Elementary, about 15 kindergartners gather around a table for an activity. The children are working against the backdrop of familiar library fixtures, a collection of world book encyclopedias, A to Z, reading nooks, and a 3D printer. That's right, a 3D printer, as well as a wooden workbench filled with tools like hammers, screwdrivers, and pliers. And don't forget the tub full of kid-friendly wires and circuits. These hands-on materials are popping up in school and community libraries across the country as the so-called makerspace movement takes hold. Christy Hancock, a teacher and librarian at Spiegelville, who applied for a $4,000 grant to create the makerspace, explains.
Makerspaces are kind of a maker movement where people are making things with their hands. And especially in schools, this is a great way for kids to actually learn what's going on rather than somebody telling them how it's working. They get to make it work themselves. And they remember it better. It becomes a part of their learning.
Makerspaces, Hancock adds, are also a way to encourage more of a do-it-yourself ethos where children teach themselves, learning through trial and error. Apart from the location at Spiegelville's library, Midway ISD is currently renovating other spaces on its campuses. This includes a $10,000 maker-type space called a collaboration station at Woodgate Intermediate School and a $325,000 renovation of Midway Middle School's library, which will also include the creation of a makerspace. The funding for these projects has been fueled by some of the $1.4 million remaining from a nearly $35 million bond voters passed in 2013. Seth Hansen is the executive director of technology for Midway ISD. He says these spaces, like the one at Spiegelville and the active learning space at Midway Intermediate, are a supplement to traditional classroom education.
They really challenge our kids to think in maybe more non-traditional ways about how to build things, how to make things. You know, we have there's a huge focus right now in the United States on STEM education and science, technology, engineering, and math, and makerspaces really meet that need. And they deliver a lot of different materials and opportunities for our students to learn, to be creative, and to really make.
Back at Spiegelville, students are doing just that. 5-year-old Brianne Gleaves and Jadarian Evans are working together to figure out just how circuits work. It's the day's assignment, and they're working with kid-friendly circuits called Little Bits. The students have connected a blue bit, a battery source, with a green bit, an output module. When connected, the battery powers a little fan on the green component and causes it to spin. As the students continue to build and tinker with how it all works, you can see the literal and figurative gears beginning to move. Gleaves relates the day's assignment with some familiar items she uses at school and at home.
Electricity can transform to the stuff like TVs, the computers in our computer lab, and mommy and daddy's computer because we have two computers at home again.
Although these makerspaces look and sound a bit different from the conventional library, where a sign encouraging students to be quiet might be posted, they foster and encourage creativity and learning all the same. That's according to research from the University of Oklahoma, which recently studied a specific makerspace site in the state. Students at this location, much like the one at Spiegelville and across Midway ISD, worked outside the traditional education model, where teachers and textbooks instruct them. Here in this space, students really do make their own solutions. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.